Are you, as a grown man, allowed to say to another grown man, hey man, I gotta take a tinkle?
You gotta go, you gotta go.
Welcome to the L. Duncan Show with Gary Streisky, aforementioned tinkler. We are driving. We're not driving. We have a driver.
Yes.
Yesterday, we're headed to the New York City Marathon.
Yep.
Courtesy of New Balance. We love you, NB.
Thank you.
Shout out for life.
What a great time.
They were like, come hang with us. Come hang in the New Balance. They sponsor the marathon. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. We're clearly never going to race a marathon.
Whoa.
Well,
we'll get into it.
Okay. And so we were like, this is great. They pick us up. Everything's great. You've got your girlfriend. I've got my husband. We're rolling. We're having a good time. We're like 20 minutes into the trip. It's a 2-hour trip.
Okay.
20 minutes into the trip. Now, guys, keep in mind, when you have little kids, there's a whole certain set of measures that you have to take before you travel anywhere with a kid. And of course, the biggest one being potty check. Anybody got to go?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I had to do that because everyone in this car was grown. But alas, 20 minutes in, Gary Streisky is like, hey, sorry, you guys. I got to ask him to stop. Like, I gotta take a tinkle. He says that to us. And right away, I'm like, did he just say tinkle?
Damn.
But I'm like, whatever. We're friends. Like, you know, who am I to judge? Then he approaches the driver. My man. Started out well. My man. Hey, can we pull over real quick? I got to take a quick tinkle. The guy, yeah, now that you're hearing it, someone else say it back. It's embarrassing, isn't it, Gary?
It sounds cute, you know? It sounds like, what am I supposed to say? Yo, man, I got to pee. That's like so aggressive.
Hey, can you stop at the gas station real quick? That's all you had to say. We didn't need any reason why. That man didn't need to know that you need to take a tinkle or other. Just, hey, bruh, any chance that you can pull over? And the answer is always yes, by the way, because when you have a driver, they have to stop.
Yeah, no, that's true. I guess I've gone through 36 years of life just always asking it politely. And I feel like if I do it in an endearing way, the answer will be more likely and more better received.
Wait, so you're a habitual tinkler?
I've never
this to people everywhere?
This has never been brought to my attention that it was an issue until I accidentally said it in front of you, apparently. I've been saying this my whole life. Like, yo,
that you'll just say that, like you and your boys, you guys are like at the Red Sox game kicking it like you tend to do. You're like, real fast, you guys, I gotta take a quick tinkle.
I say, daddy's gotta take a pee.
Okay. Oh my god.
Boys, daddy's gotta go take a tinkle.
It's getting worse.
Can we start the show? I'm starting to sweat.
Jeez.
And I might have to take a tinkle.
Okay. Apart from Tinklegate, it was a great time at the marathon. Enjoyed ourselves.
Super awesome. I had never been. That was your first time going as well, right?
Yeah.
Super inspiring. And I was texting some of our friends, texted our boss. She was there at the finish line. Texted Briscoe, obviously.
Yeah, runner.
A runner extraordinaire, her and her entire family. And I was like, I did not expect to get so emotional. I didn't know anybody who was running personally.
Not a single one.
But I was super emotional watching them like achieve this great feat of physical endurance. And I was like, well, we made it to the finish line too. Yeah. I mean, we got a ride here, but we made it.
With champagne in hand.
And if they ask me to run one, maybe I'll have a year lead up. But you said you're out unless you get a motorized vehicle.
Well, I am of the ilk
that
when you run, it is for punishment. Yep. I played the sports where running is a punishment.
Yes.
Softball.
Yep.
You know, at most I'm running. I was never a triple type of hitter. At most I'm just running from home to first. There's no reason to be a long distance runner. But I actually feel like the idea that my body rejects running, just every cell in my body rejects it. And I never felt more confirmation than yesterday as I'm watching these people who have just accomplished this feat. 26.2 miles. They're running over bridges. They're running through boroughs.
Yeah.
You know, they're dodging street rats. Like, whatever. Yep. It's New York. Yep. Who knows?
Yep.
Master Splinter was probably there.
Yep.
And some of these people were just like, hey, like we did it. Like, there was, like, they weren't sweating.
Another one
they
in the
were,
books.
Like, bouncing to the finish line. They're, like, doing backflips to the finish. I was, like,
super smiley.
I would be dying.
Which we saw a couple of those type of people.
They were the most relatable people. Yeah. The ones that were being carried. Yeah. Except that would have been me at mile 3.
Yeah.
Mile 3, I need you to Byron Leftwich me.
For 23.2.
Carry me the rest of the way.
Yep. Uh-huh. For
that's
sure.
That's what I'm get a fashion up a cot. I've seen it in the war movies. Carry me on. The idea that you run and like
hell, it's not Dunkirk out there. I mean, damn.
That's what it feels like to me. It was, I just couldn't, I was like, these people aren't relatable at all. There is nothing relatable about these people to me.
You say that, but you saw your physical representation of the Holy Grail in the broadcast community in Robin Roberts.
Yeah.
Who we saw with the medal. Yeah. And she was part of that opening leg run. That didn't. Yeah. That didn't light the fire of inspiration. Like, Robin Roberts, I look up to her. She's goated. If she can, I can.
No.
Okay.
No. Well,
she's
no.
listening and watching. So,
yeah.
Robin, I tried.
Yeah, no, I love you, Robin, and I love that for you, but no. She was like, because even right away, she was like,
yeah.
I had to run up the bridge. It was horrible. Yeah, I was like, yeah, that sounds like horrific, and I don't want to do that. I don't want shin splints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't, listen, if all of a sudden there is a huge call for like, a 1K,
yeah,
I'll go.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, you need me to go and cover our marathon coverage, marathon being approximately 2 to 3 miles.
Yeah.
I'll do it. 26 miles, please. And by the way, Robin Roberts made me look so cool. Like, I'm not a cool person.
She pulled you out of the crowd, which is pretty cool. She sniffed you out.
She helped me flex on my friends. Like, mm-hmm. She's standing there. Of course, there's a circle of people around Robin Roberts always because she just emanates light. She does. She has a gravitational pull to her.
Mm-hmm.
You see her and you're like, I just want to go talk. I want to stand near her. And so I see her, but she's talking to someone and I'm like, I'm not gonna. And I never presume that she'll, you know. And so as I'm walking by, she actually stopped the person that was talking to me and grabbed me.
And she goes, like, you're Gary Streisky's friend, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. She definitely did.
No, right, I saw that. That was pretty cool.
Right after she said, the guy that's taking a tinkle.
I
would have introduced you right away, but guess where Gary was when Robin pulled me to the side? He was taking another tinkle.
It was a long drive, Elle.
Like this guy. It was, I think you need to talk to a doctor about it.
It was a long drive. Okay.
And I have never felt cooler. I was able to like introduce her like, this is my girl, Robin. Like, what's up? We're just chilling. We're just cool. These are my people.
Yeah.
And it was great.
That's cool.
Yeah. So thank you to New Balance. Thank you for letting us clout chase.
Yes.
We took pictures in front of all the stuff.
We did.
We pretended that we were sweating.
Yep.
Despite the fact that I had full hair and makeup
Some
on, so it was
really
clear.
Were sweating. There's a slight incline. We finished in Central Park.
Yeah. Do you know how many runners that we had to push through just to get to the trophy stand? You know what I mean?
This isn't about you, okay? Yeah. The previous 26.2 was, anyway.
Correct.
No, seriously, congratulations to all the runners. That was awesome. And I would love to go back in any capacity next year.
Don't put that on yourself. You ain't about to run no 26.2 miles.
Watch
Gary,
I'm going to walk a little bit of it.
Yeah, and then what happens when you have to take a tinkle?
Straight in the shorts.
All right.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We're watching other people accomplish great feats. Yep. The NFL was NFL-ing.
Yo, yesterday was a nice week, and it's been a couple of weeks where it's been some duds.
Yeah.
Yesterday was pretty fire.
It was super fire. And if you missed any of it, if you were at the marathon, if you were just doing anything, if you only have the ability to watch one screen at a time, we got you. We do something called Too Long Didn't Watch. We just take the best headlines for you, give you a little information and a punchline, and keep it moving. Yep. Are you ready?
Punchline TBD. I am ready.
All
you
right.
You start me.
Roll the music. You start, my friend.
Patriots, they're 2-7 after a loss at home to Washington. New England is so bad, they are going to force Massachusetts dads from all over the state to start paying attention to their families instead.
The Eagles beat the Cowboys, who moved right down the field but couldn't punch it in, continuing an issue for the boys, who are 29th in the league in red zone touchdown percentage. You know, in the real world, if you needed help scoring, there'd be a pill for that. But it's football, and ironically, in this case, it's the stiffs that are causing the issues.
And generally, those games don't last more than 4 hours. And if they do, contact a medical professional.
Or hens.
Or officiating. The same day C.J. Stroud sets a rookie record for yards and touchdowns in a game, Bryce Young threw 3 interceptions in a loss. But he did throw 3 touchdowns. One to his team, 2 pick-sixes to Kenny Moore, who plays for the Colts. Indy wins.
C.J. Stroud has a historic performance against the Bucs. He scores 4 of his 5 passing touchdowns in the second half alone. And honestly, Gary, I almost didn't even write about it because his name is not punnable in any way. I tried. I tried so hard. There's nothing there. I see you, Stroud, and clear. I'm Stroud to be a Texan because we're now Deshaun Watson free.
Ooh.
Actually, kind of worked out.
It's pretty good.
I think I stumbled into something.
Yeah, Houston. On that Stroud pack, I mean, play the hits. Play the hits. The Cardinals lost 27-0 in Cleveland, 0-5 on the road. They are bringing such shame to the name that the Audubon Society and the Catholic Church are sending cease and desist orders in an attempt to distance themselves from these Cardinals. It's Audubon Society, man, the bird watchers, which I would love to be a part of one day.
A bird watching group?
It just seems so relaxing.
Yeah.
Shout out Matt Ufford.
Yes, he is a bird watcher.
Big bird watcher.
Yeah. What is it? They're called ornophiles or something, I think.
Excuse me?
I hope that was the right ophile. You're right. Cleveland did blank Arizona 27-0. First shutout for Cleveland since 2007. And I thought immediately, is this considered a brownout?
Go a lot of ways with that one. I won't choose any.
Guys, hold on to your britches. It's not 2016, but it is still Taysom time. Taysom Hill has 11 passing touchdowns, 10 receiving touchdowns, and 26 rushing touchdowns in his career. He's only the 5th player in NFL history to do that. The previous 4, Gary, all Hall of Famers. So start the debate right now. Is Taysom Hill a Hall of... ending that debate right now.
Because it's yes. Okay, follow-up question. If the Saints and the Bears played football in the woods, would anybody notice?
No.
Or something about a tree falling.
Right.
The Saints are first place in the NFC South. They are the least talked about division leader maybe in football.
Well, it's the division itself.
It's the division itself.
Especially when you consider who was racing to the bottom of that division leaderboard with them. The Falcons lost to the Vikings. A team who lost Kirk Cousins and then lost Jaren Hall. Exactly. And then had to put in Josh Dobbs, who had been a Viking for a couple of days and didn't know anybody's names. And he beat Atlanta. In Atlanta. That's like a married couple getting beat at the newlywed game by 2 randos that were just standing next to each other in line.
It's like I met this person on Tinder. Yeah, just here for a good time, not a long time.
So my husband, who I keep hearing Bomani Jones' voice right now when it comes to the Falcons, get off the narcotic. He's been saying it for years. Uh-huh. Falcons fans are on that narcotic. You got to get off the narcotic. You got to go to rehab. You got to stop this addiction.
Yeah.
They're going to do nothing but cause pain and misery in your life. Mm-hmm. My husband just keeps going in and out and in and out, right? Out after 28-3. Back in for a little bit. Out a couple of years ago when they didn't even understand the rules of an onside kick. Just mm-hmm. out, out, out.
Yeah.
And then back in this year. A little hopefulness, a little promise.
Yeah.
It's Heineke time. Bijan Robinson doing his thing.
Kyle
like,
Pitt's
you know what?
Going into another year.
Defense pretty good. Top 6 in the league.
Is London on the track? Maybe he's going to be a weapon.
He buys our little girl.
Oh, no.
A Falcons cap.
Mm.
A Falcons cap adorned in unicorns. It's really the only way to get her to wear it.
Because Eva's a big time unicorn fan, not a Falcon fan.
Correct.
Yes.
He does this. After they had just won a game. He was on the narcotic. He was riding the drug, the high.
Yeah.
The hat shows up today.
Straight to the trash.
It shows up today, a reminder of what happened yesterday.
Ugh, that's brutal.
And like this story about the Falcons losing to Josh Dobbs, who you guys legitimately didn't know the playbook, didn't know anything, just went out there and scored how many touchdowns? 3 touchdowns? Okay.
He was taking practice snaps with his center and lineman for the first time.
So they could learn each other's cadences.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, who are you again? why are you touching me?
And this reminded me that for every great, improbable, sort of like unlikely story, there is the coach or the team on the other side. Like, how did like the kid that got run over by the janitor and Rudy feel? Like, we only talked about Rudy, but like, forever you're that dude who like let the janitor like embarrass you.
Yeah. Custodian.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it just...
I mean, listen.
This is a story that is bad, Gary, and gets worse as the story devolves.
One being, Bijan Robinson, your prized running back, top 10 pick. You're barely feeding him.
Yeah.
I liken the Falcons treating him like a supercar owner in New England. Like, they're just putting him away for the winter.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we're going to keep the mileage low. Which, maybe, I know he's a competitor, so he's like, nah, man, feed me the ball. I want 25 touches a game. But like, this is saving his legs. This is saving like him, right? Like, he's good health-wise. It's just an anomaly that you're going to put all that capital, put all that equity, put all that real estate in drafting him, but you're not feeding and featuring your bell cow. On the flip side of that, the Vikings, I mean, they had so much to play for in memory of Kirk Cousins.
Yo. Yo.
Right? As Yo. Was indicated by the shirts.
This is the creepiest... Like, for those of you that are watching
they're
on YouTube...
They're going to lose that one for Kirk.
Dude, like, for those of you that are watching on YouTube, we're putting the picture up now of what is, like, listen, anybody that's ever been to a hood funeral, I've been to a couple, this is what you do. You airbrush,
yeah.
You know, various pictures of the person. Mm-hmm. You know, they're your angel. Sometimes they have wings that are photoshopped or airbrushed onto them. But that's exactly what these guys were wearing as if he died. Last I checked...
He was throwing... footballs to his kids in the basement.
100%. Sitting in the suite, foot up.
Chilling.
I mean, it sucks. Like, he's their leader. They like him. I think it is emblematic of how much he means to them. But, like, you guys, y'all got to chill. These shirts are so melodramatic.
I would definitely rock, though, for sure.
But, I mean, but Gary, like, this is as unrealistic and as, like, is this a straight up fireable offense? Just this aspect of it.
For Arthur Smith
For Arthur Smith, for everyone involved. For their defensive coordinator, I think Ryan Nielsen's, like, how? This is a top six defense. And every time, like, every hour that goes by, like, the story gets worse. It's like the legendary Josh Dobbs, the legend continues to grow. It's like, I've actually heard that he jumped right off MARTA and was sitting in the stands, actually. And then they spotted him
he,
and
like,
asked him to come.
He, hitchhiked here?
He actually beat them in Keds. Did you notice his feet? He was wearing New Balance sneakers.
Flip-flops? Oh, that explains it. He was so fast.
This is, I don't, even for a team like the Falcons who have found new and amazing ways to win and spit the bit and quite literally are emblematic of losing in spectacular ways. I got Omar a Falcon shirt that says, we almost always almost win.
That's pretty damn
good. And that is the best way to describe the Atlanta Falcons. We almost always almost win.
That's good. And all that to say, L. Somebody got to win that division, and they are sitting comfy, maybe a little uncomfy, in second place.
Yes.
Second place. That's a lot of script on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You think that would look good on a court? It's a lot of script.
You know what?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let me just stop 1 second because I'm noticing what Gary is doing and it's really adorable. My baby is growing up.
What am I doing?
Gary has always marveled at my ability to segue. And now Gary's doing it too.
Yeah.
Gary said some stuff about text and how would that look on a court, because he knows that we're about to transition into the Miami conversation.
Well, that was the second point, but mainly I was so done talking about the Falcons.
That's true. Everybody is. They're not, the dirty birds.
I'm not talking about them, I'm just listening about them. Yeah. Like, let's talk about a good football team.
Yeah. Or let's talk about basketball, because you alluded to it. We're coming up on what will be night two. Tuesday will be night two of the in-season tournament in the NBA. And every Friday and Tuesdays, right, you'll get these games. If you don't know the rules, just
Neither
Google
do
it.
We. No, I'm just playing.
We don't either. But one of the things that they're doing in this in-season tournament to differentiate themselves from just the regular season is they're having these, like, city courts.
Yeah.
And some of them have been really cool.
Really?
And then some of them have been Miami. And this court, again, if this is an audio visual for you, I'm going to read what the court says. If it's a video visual, it's even worse. You're just looking at this picture. And let me describe it to the audio audience, Gary. Smashed up against the baseline. Mm-hmm. And then coming out, just says, it's just a black court, and it says, hardest working, best conditioned, most professional, unselfish, toughest. Yes, you guys, I'm still going. This is still the same court. Meanest, nastiest team in the NBA.
God, and every single one of those words had a period at the end of them, so they were speaking in complete sentences.
Yeah.
This looks like the opening of a Star Wars.
Yes.
Like, just the scroll.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude. There's so many words. Like, you know, the person who had to put this on the court was paid per character.
Yes.
Per letter.
So.
Per letter.
Do you think that
word.
They were like, you think basically they did like a group rate? It was like, yo, we already are paying for 37 characters, so let's just use all of them.
Yes, for sure. Like, we'll try to use every letter.
Yeah,
in
get
the
another
alphabet.
Word in there.
This is a lot.
The first thing I thought when Who's I saw this, the first thing I thought when I saw this was that, you know, GIF, it's like, I'm not going to read all this. It's called a GIF. It is.
Excuse me. What, we're talking peanut butter?
Yeah. The person that made it called it a GIF. So it is a GIF. Yeah. The person that created GIFs said it's called a GIF.
That's an urban legend.
It's not. There's video. I'll pull it up. I can.
This is not the time or place.
Stop this ADD tour.
Okay.
GIF. When I saw it, it reminded me of that meme that's like,
Mimi?
Hey, either way, I'm not reading all this. So
facts.
Congratulations, or I hate this for you.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
I'm not reading this. This is too much.
That's crazy.
I mean, here's my thing. It's supposed to define Heat culture, but let's be honest. Heat culture lately has been neon pink.
Yes.
You know, bright. Like, that's what I'm looking for.
It's
from
a
the
stark
heat
contrast
court.
In like Vice, sexy, airy, hot, steamy. That's not the same as like blue collar, tough, rugged. Calloused hands, 9 to 5.
You sound like you're describing a Silverado.
Lunch pail. All that stuff.
This team don't run.
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
We stand for our brothers like we stand for our flesh.
Band of brothers. Five wide. Led by Riley. Our captain. Like, damn, dude.
Clear ass, full hearts can't lose.
Yeah.
It is. It's.
But we have, like, a couple of times already this year.
It also begs the question that if you have to tell people,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah.
You know, there was a song back in the day from Jennifer Lopez called I'm Real. And she just kept trying to convince us that she was real. I'm real. I'm real. And then she followed that up with, I'm still Jenny from the block.
Yep.
I'm just me. I'm real. I'm just still. And it was like, yo, who are you trying to convince, bruh?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel that way with this court.
Yeah. Listen, they might call themselves the hardest workers in the room. They got to get a new room because they are 2-4.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe the hardest workers in like the PR room, but y'all need to be harder workers in the weight room or something, because y'all, listen, season just started. We're 6 games in. You've won 2 games.
Yeah.
You've lost 4.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to have to change some of those words to like hard-ish workers.
Just put an ish on everything.
Yeah.
Best-ish conditions.
Ish. Like, ish.
Professional-ish.
Culture-ish.
Unself-ish.
Actually, no. Self-ish. Facts. For sure. Y'all better win tonight.
It's not the play-in game, though. I mean, the in-season game, though, so it doesn't count as much.
Oh, yeah, true.
I, in general, don't think that NBA teams need to panic for a long time. We do these sort of, teams that start out this and this, They tend to not make the postseason. Yeah. I mean, look at the Lakers last year. They were horrific. Like, we were pretty much like,
they're
not.
Finals.
Yeah, they went to the conference finals. So I, in general, wouldn't. I think probably we're reading a little bit into Miami, but I would say that the idea that they went from high atop the Damian Lillard sweepstakes and like what would be sort of the reshifting of the hierarchy, because the Heat, even when they make it to those finals, nobody ever picks that they'd be the one to do it. Not preseason.
They are, they are a playoff team.
They're a playoff team.
Yeah, they're locked in.
Correct.
That's when y'all should put the script on the court. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
Now it's time to
shine. Hey, speaking of the in-season tournament, obviously, you know, we have it and it's cool. Some of the courts are making me realize that I might be a little colorblind. Like, damn, that's a lot of red. YG would love to go to that game. That's a lot of blue. He ain't going to that game. The money incentive. $500,000 to the every winning player and coach who wins this thing in Vegas. Is that enough?
What? Yes.
Joe Pomp, I love his stuff, said 50 players across the NBA make $30 million or more.
Yeah. Just 50.
You think $500,000 is incentive enough?
Because, 100%, because they're playing for
or
the guys 30, that don't 30 make
or
that.
50, 30 or 50.
But think about it. You've got 32 teams, and they roster usually like 12 to 13 players, right? So, okay, so out of 50, you're still talking about guys. Like, listen, nobody's going to say, don't cry for me, Argentina. But there are guys making veteran league minimums that are $750,000. After taxes and agents, you're talking about them clearing $300,000-$400,000 a year, which is a really nice living, but certainly not a living that you would flip your nose at or turn your nose up at $500,000.
But Giannis,
that's
got
a lot of
million.
Money. Right. But for every Giannis, right, there's a bunch of dudes on his team that aren't making that money. The coaches aren't making that money. The coaches also get $500,000. So 100%, what they're trying to do is appeal to those superstars to play by saying, look at those guys in the face right now who you're turning your nose up at 500 grand and turn your nose up at 500,000 in front of them. You know, you're beholden to them. And it was very smart to do it that way and sort of make it to where it's like you're either resting and saying F your little paycheck, right? Or you're trying to take one for the team.
God, you say that and all I can think of is James Harden be like, say less. I'm cool. Who are those guys?
Right.
Like, I don't know those dudes. I'll probably be on another team by next week anyway.
I'm a system.
That's a good point.
Right?
All right.
You're doing it for everybody else.
Okay.
Speaking of which, celebrating in community, celebrating communal wins.
Oh.
You brought in two rather large boxes into the studio today.
It's show and tell. Okay. Show and tell. Let me go get those.
All right.
I'll be right back. I kind of know what they are.
Okay. Let me see.
Okay, here we go. Oh, there's a hatch.
Yo, there's a hatch. This is scary. This looks like one of those boxes before like a great murder mystery.
It's upside down.
It is?
Yeah, yeah. Put that thing sturdy.
All right.
Unlock the hatch.
One, two, three. Oh, it's our Emmys.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
These guys, are we are already an Emmy-winning podcast / multi-platform show.
You guys, we won an Emmy after only 3 months.
Yeah.
And not even being close to the window of eligibility.
The reviews are in.
And they just sent them to us. You guys, they didn't even have a Emmy or anything. They just, this is heavy.
We just Josh Dobbs ourselves into an Emmy.
Yo, we just Josh Dobbs ourselves into an Emmy.
That's a dub.
This is awesome.
This is sick. Okay.
Oh, no. They spelled the L. Duncan Show wrong. They spelled it Sports Center.
Well, damn, they spelled my name wrong. Who's Hannah Storm? No, they actually got my name on this thing. That's crazy.
This is so cool. So Gary asked me if this is my first Emmy. The answer is no, actually. This is my second Emmy.
That's awesome.
As part of SportsCenter. However, I discovered the hard way that not everybody gets statues. So this is actually the first year that talent are getting statues again. So for years, and this is a good thing, the people who are involved with SportsCenter, when you win in like a group, right?
Yeah.
Apart from winning like an individual one, right? Yeah. SVP went, you know, Ryan Clark won his. He got his Emmy. When you won as a group, the on-air talent were given plaques.
Oh.
So I got an email notification last year. Your Emmy is in. I'm so excited. I've never won an Emmy. I can't wait to put it on my mantle. And I've thought about it. And it was a plaque. And it was awesome because then like my PAs and like our APs, you know, all of the people, the youngsters that win with us, who are so integral to the show,
big boys.
They all come running in, you know, they're 22 years old. Look at my Emmy. And I was like, They're like, where's yours, Elle? I was like, it's a plaque. So now we get the physical, like, girl, we get the statue. Look at that guy.
Going straight on the hood of a car.
This is beautiful. Yeah.
Speech time.
I just want to say that thank you so much to all the people who work really, really hard. It is a whole team.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds really corny and cliche, but you got to understand. I think I asked someone the other day on just my sports center, on a typical sports center, 6 p.m. sports center, how many people are involved in it? Like, how many people's fingerprints are on it, have touched it, have cut something, have done something for this show in support of this one show? And he said probably about 60 people per show. Times that by every sports center that's on every single day. Like, this is a machine.
Yeah.
And we're the ones that just sort of present to you what those hardworking people have done.
Those people are the ones who are, like, getting everything ready. Elle, Gary, Kevin, Randy, Hannah. Guys, just go out there and don't mess it up for us.
Correct. That's literally what it is. They're like, please do not finish. You know, it would be like if Picasso at the very end was like, all right, you got the last stroke. Don't F this up. That's literally what we're there to do. Just not mess it up. While we're in hair and makeup, they're working. While we're sleeping, they're working. So this is really to them and just a function of, I think, being a part of a really cool brand, Gary. And we joke a lot. We're self-deprecating. But also, we both know where we came from. And it is humbling sometimes to just think, like, when I met you, where we were, and now we're sitting here doing a show together, holding up our Emmys from SportsCenter. Like, this is pretty cool.
That's crazy. They wouldn't believe us if this wasn't multi-platform and we got video.
Hello. Check the receipt. This is my receipt. I'm just going to keep it in my purse.
This is awesome.
You know what I mean?
I might weigh you down and stop you in security.
Fair. I don't think I'm getting this through TSA. Well, listen, now that we've self-promoted and shown off our Emmys and done all that, feigned humility, what's left to do, Gary?
I'm sorry. I'm still just so distracted. This is awesome. You put that perfectly. Seriously.
Yeah.
Every show pod is awesome. The morning show, people work on the morning show overnight that you never even see.
Mm-hmm.
So you put it perfectly.
Yeah.
Thank you to the whole squad. I kind of got to take a tinkle.
Oh, God. Gary, just go. We'll see you guys on Thursday. Okay.
It's a long podcast.
Okay.